Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, Stephanie.
It's our people unit for the month of September. Hopefully, you're all settled into your new school routine and you're ready to settle in and start studying some English. So here we go. This is our unit on people this month. And we're actually talking about a guy from France by the name of Louis Braille. I know that's not how you would say it in French. I think in French it would be something more like you speak more French than I do. Louis Braille or something like that.
Louis Braille.
Something like that. Okay. But since we're speaking English here, we're going to stick to the English pronunciation of Louis Braille. Whenever you hear the word Braille, of course, that's referring to the way that blind people read by pressing those little dots. Some elevators in Taiwan have those that indicate the numbers of the floor. I think I've also seen Braille in museums and places like that. But I don't know if they're doing that in Chinese or English or what. So you'd have to figure that out yourselves, how blind people read those dots here. But we're talking about using this particular way of reading for blind people in Western countries.
Yeah, it's kind of raised symbols that your fingers go over. I find it really fascinating. I didn't know his story, so we hope you'll be really interested in this. I was. I think it's fascinating what this guy was able to do. He didn't live very long. He died when he was 43, but wow, has he had a big impact on people on this earth. Right now, we're going to read through our lesson, and then we'll be back to talk about some of these terms and about his life. Something terrible happened to 3-year-old Louis Braille in 1812. While playing with tools in his father's workshop, the boy was blinded in a horrifying accident. Tragic as this was, no one could have expected that it would lead him to transform the lives of millions of blind people around the world. At the time Louis lost his eyesight, blind people lived under great hardship. Very few of them received an education, and most became beggars. However, Louis displayed extraordinary academic ability and was accepted into France's only school for people with his condition, the Royal Institute for Blind Youth. Despite its prestige, the Royal Institute's curriculum was not very developed. Children read by tracing large, raised letters with their fingers, a process that was too slow for proper study. One day, though, a retired army captain introduced the school to a new writing system. This system combined a series of raised dots and dashes to form words that could be read by touch. Initially, this code was far too complicated, but Louis was drawn to it. Over a great many sleepless nights, he modified it to make it easier for his fellow students to use. The resulting system was immensely successful, and in 1834, it was displayed at the French Industrial Exhibition. In 1854, France officially adopted Louis's system, naming it Braille, after its creator. Sadly, Louis didn't live to see this happen. He had died of tuberculosis 2 years earlier. Nonetheless, he was eventually laid to rest in the Paris Pantheon, an honor only given to the most distinguished French citizens. This is a fitting honor, as Louis's plaque reads, "He opened the doors of knowledge to all those who cannot see."
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the contents of today's lesson. We're talking about Louis Braille, the man who invented the Braille reading system. Braille is the system in which blind people read, but hey, it hasn't been around forever. Mm-mm. We needed somebody to invent this, and the person who did it is a Frenchman by the name of Louis Braille, or Louis Braille.
Louis Braille. Louis Braille, or the Braille system, as we call it. You might hear his name pronounced Louis even in America, because we've got some people who actually prefer Louis in America. We're going to call him Louis today. So something really awful happened to this poor guy when he was just 3 years old. He was out in his father's workshop. Workshop has a lot of tools where you can cut wood and you know, put nails in things, to build things. And there are a lot of tools out there that aren't very safe for young kids. And he was only 3 years old when his accident happened. Now, this is way back in 1812. And while he was playing with tools in his father's workshop, sadly, he was blinded in a horrifying accident. One of the tools had a very sharp point at the end. It's called an awl, A-W-L, and it poked his eye. And then he later got an eye infection, and it damaged his other eye, so both eyes were no longer able to see. Horrifying is a word we use when something really awful has happened, and it just kind of makes you sick. You know, we've got different types of movies, right? We've got love stories, we've got action movies, thrillers. We also have horror films. Horror films are films where a lot of people die, and they usually are killed in really gross ways or horrifying ways where there's lots of blood. Those aren't my favorite kinds of movies. Anyway, he was blinded back when he was 3 years old, and that happened in 1812.
Yep, horrifying. That might sound like horrible, but as you said, horrifying has more to do with horror, so yeah. It was a really terrible thing to happen, and it was probably really gross to see if you were there. Oh. So we're not going to give you too many of the details here, but in any case, tragic as this was, no one could have expected that it would lead him to transform the lives of millions of blind people around the world. So tragic as this was. Basically, this just means, even though this was quite tragic, even though this was quite terrible, no one could have known that this would actually lead to other things happening. If this had not have happened, blind people might still be struggling with reading things, which we all take for granted because we can see.
Yeah.
But blind people, of course, can't see words on a page, so Braille gives eyes to the blind.
So, moving on to the next paragraph, it says, at the time Louis lost his eyesight, blind people lived under great hardship. When you talk about hardship, you're talking about living conditions that are very difficult for people. They're either suffering financially, maybe they live in an area where it's very difficult to grow food and crops, and that brings a lot of hardship into people's lives. So for blind people, before the Braille system, it was very hard for the blind. A lot of them, if they weren't born into a really wealthy family, they eventually became beggars. A beggar is someone who is living on the streets and begging people for any sort of food that they can, give them, or maybe some money. We still have beggars today. We've changed the word, though, from beggars to homeless. The homeless people are the ones now living on streets and asking people for a handout or some help to help them buy some food or, you know, get some shelter for the night.
So, yes, if you were blind, well, you probably were going to have a pretty terrible life. You probably became a beggar. You were probably homeless. However, Louis Braille, displayed extraordinary academic ability and was accepted into France's only school for people with his condition, the Royal Institute for Blind Youth. So here, if you display something, that means you show something. So he showed everybody that he was a really smart kid. He had great academic ability. He got good grades, even though he was blind in one eye, maybe two?
No, both, yeah.
I guess so. And yes, he displayed extraordinary ability, which here, extraordinary just means really, really great, a lot of something. Some people will say extraordinary. That is in the dictionary. I guess it's correct, but most people say extraordinary. Oh, that's so extraordinary. How did you do that?
I think some people divide up the word just to really emphasize, so they'll say, oh, he's extraordinary, kind of on purpose. But typically, it is extraordinary. So he was really smart. He was able to do very well, even though he couldn't see. And because he had this great academic ability, he was accepted into France's only school for people with his condition. So this school accepted blind people, and the school's name was the Royal Institute for Blind Youth. It was probably paid for by the king, the queen, you know, the aristocracy, the people who had money back then. If you were born into a royal family or part of the aristocracy, your life was much better than normal people back then. So he got to go to a special school, and that helped him quite a bit. Now, despite its prestige, and we're talking about the school, if you're talking about a school that is very prestigious or very prestigious, it's pronounced both ways, just means it's highly respected. It's probably like a Tai Da or a Harvard or a Yale. A lot of people admire that particular academic institute or institution, you could say. So even though it was very prestigious, or it had prestige here is a noun, the Royal Institute's curriculum, the courses that it offered to students to take, it was not very developed at the time. So they didn't have a lot of choices. There weren't a lot of options. You didn't have a lot of choices in classes that you could take. So that's what we're talking about when we use that word curriculum. How's your curriculum there? Oh, I have a lot of great classes that I can take to graduate from this particular university. So it was very well admired, respected, but they didn't have a lot of classes, probably especially for the kids that were blind or deaf or had some sort of disability.
Right, so that school was quite prestigious, and they had a lot of prestige. Be careful there, it's got the zh sound there.
Yeah, don't say prestige or prestige.
Yeah, that's tricky, you still got to say prestige. But prestigious is actually easier to say because the zh, because of zh sound there.
Yeah, but you also hear prestigious too.
You do indeed, yeah. But in any case, this was a pretty famous place. It was pretty, it was a hot shot kind of place. Lots of people knew about it, the Royal Institute.
Very expensive.
Yes, but its curriculum for blind people was not very developed. They probably didn't have a lot of money in their budget. And children read by tracing large raised letters with their fingers, a process that was too slow for proper study. And here we've got the word trace. That usually means you kind of follow a line that's underneath a piece of paper, like tracing paper. Mm-hmm. If you want to copy something, you use tracing paper. But it just means you kind of follow a line. And they were just kind of running their fingers over these special letters, but hey, it was a slow process and they needed something else. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in our lesson for today. Let's take a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要介绍的是这样子的盲人独字的系统。首先来看到这里的主角，他的名字叫做 Louis Braille。首先呢，在1812年的时候呢，他因为在父亲的工作坊玩网工具的时候，就因此而失明了。第一个空格 blank one, this was.No one could have expected that it would lead him to transform the lives of millions of blind people around the world. 在这里后面的句子提到，没有人会期待呢，这样子的事情会让他彻底的改变全世界数百万盲人的生活。而前面提到，因为不小心而在事故当中失明了，要考考同学句意跟文法。第一题的标准答案我们要选择 B 选项 Tragic as this was 在这里解释成为尽管虽然这件事情让人觉得悲痛它其实用 as 前面放了一个形容词是有强调的意思 Tragic as this was 就等于 Although this was tragic 所以第一题标准答案我们就选择 B 选项第二个空格At the time, Louis lost his eyesight. Blind people lived under great blank too. 在他呢失去视力的那个时代，盲人是生活在严重的什么当中？后面提到，大部分因为没有接受教育，成为乞丐。搭配文意，第二题 A 选项 protection 保护 ，B scholarship 奖学金 ，C construction。建造 D hardship 困境，成为乞丐，所以是生活在严重的困境当中。第二题的标准答案就选择 D 选项。However, Lewis displayed extraordinary blank 3 ability and was accepted into France's only school for people with his condition, the Royal Institute for Blind Youth. 然而呢，他展现出非凡的怎么样能力，然后呢，就被纳入了当时唯一一间为了与跟他有相同状况的人所设置的学校，这所学校就叫做皇家青少年的盲人学校，是因为他有怎么样卓越的能力呢？第三题 A 选项 academic 学业的 ，B domestic 家庭的 ，C grateful 感激的。D. Envious, 羡慕、嫉妒的，当然因为学业成绩非常的优异，才能够进入这间学校。第三题搭配文意，标准答案就选择 A 选项。第四个空格，后面接的是一个名词 Its prestige, the Royal Institute's curriculum was not very developed.要用什么介系词来连接这样的名词呢？那么后面提到这间皇家学校的课程并没有很完善。第四题 A 选项 according to 根据 B due to 因为 C despite 尽管虽然 D as 以怎样的身份，尽管这个学校非常有声望，但是它的课程并没有很完善。搭配前后文意，第四题我们就选择 C 选项 despite 解释成为尽管虽然的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about Louis Braille or Louis Braille, the man who invented the Braille system, which is used by the blind to read. And this guy actually has had a big impact or had a big impact on this world. He didn't live very long, but wow, it'd be pretty amazing to live in this life and say, yeah, I was responsible for that system. Actually, he had a little help with the Braille system. We'll tell you about that in a second. One day, though, life changed. A retired army captain introduced the school to a new writing system. And between this army captain and his writing system and Louis Braille, we now have the Braille system, which is amazing for the blind.
Right. This sounds like an early system of Braille here. This retired army captain introduced the school to a new writing system that had a series of raised dots and dashes, and you could touch it, and then you could read that way. That's basically
sounds like the Morse code.
Sort of, but it was probably still in its crude form here. Mm-hmm. So initially, this code was far too complicated, but Lewis was drawn to it. So initially, at least at the beginning, when Lewis started using it, he thought, well, this is, you know, a step in the right direction,
right.
But it's still too slow. It's too clumsy. We still can't read as fast as we'd like. So he was still drawn to this system, and he thought, maybe I can think of something better. I can use this to make something better.
Yeah. You could say he used it as a starting point or a jumping off point. So somebody has something that you can use. It's not perfect, but it's, you know, a basis for something else. It kind of is your foundation, and that's what he did. He used that system, and then he had even better ideas based on what he saw. So initially, as Tom said, just means at first, at the beginning, this code was far too complicated, but Lewis was drawn to it. If you're drawn to it, there's something about whatever you're drawn to that's interesting to you, appealing to you. It fascinates you. He was drawn to it. I'm sure he thought, wow, if I can take this and make it better, maybe we can come up with a really good system that would actually help blind people study like normal students and have a college degree.
Yeah, okay, so he was introduced to this writing system, mm-hmm. and over a great many sleepless nights, he modified it to make it easier for his fellow students to use. So he had these sleepless nights, he was staying up late thinking about this, mm-hmm. trying to think of ways to improve it, so he modified it, he made some changes to it. He didn't make something brand new,
Mm-mm.
he improved on an old idea here, and, you know, he was going to this special school, so maybe he tried some experiments. Here, try this.
I've yeah.
tried these dots here. Can you read this with your fingers? You know, this is, you know, this is the word jaune for yellow or something.
Yeah.
You know, can you read the word there? Can you see it? And so he used it to help his fellow students read better, and the resulting system was immensely successful. Immensely here just means greatly. It was really successful.
Yeah, you could also use immense to talk about something being very big, you know. Maybe you got a trophy or an award because you were the best high school student when you graduated. You have the best grades. And you could say it was an immense honor, you know, to get this award. Thank you very much. So this immensely is actually the adverb form. So the system was immensely successful. How successful? Immensely successful. Well, in 1834, they wanted to show it to the world. And back then, we didn't have TV, you know, we didn't have the internet, but they would have these exhibitions in different countries where different new inventions and things that people thought were great ideas, they'd all be shown on display to people who could afford to travel. And the French did this. The French Industrial Exhibition would have on display all the latest equipment like factory machines, things that were really cool. So in 1834, it gave Lewis a chance to show off or display or exhibit his new system.
Okay, so about 20 years later, in 1854, France officially adopted Lewis's system. They started using it, naming it Braille after its creator. So, yeah, what is this system of writing called? Well, we'll call it Braille. We'll name it after him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a phrase here just to give something a name because of someone before. I'm named after my father, for example, as an example. But sadly here, Lewis didn't live to see this happen. He died of tuberculosis 2 years earlier. Tuberculosis, I think, is, what is it, Jeha Bing or something?
No, Fei Jeha. Fei Jeha, 对.
I've also seen Lao Bing or whatever. But in any case, yes, indeed. Died of tuberculosis 2 years earlier, so mm-hmm. I guess that means he died in 1852.
He did. But nonetheless, even though that happened, he was eventually laid to rest in the Paris Pantheon, which is a place that only the best of the best French citizens are allowed to be buried there. It's kind of an honor. It's a big honor, actually. So nonetheless, so even though that was true, something else still happened. Nonetheless, it's raining today. Nonetheless, I'm still going running tonight after work. So something's not going to keep you from doing something or hold you back. It's similar to in spite of that or nevertheless. So nonetheless, he was eventually laid to rest. Laid to rest is simply a phrase we use to talk about when someone is buried. They've passed away, they're laid to rest, usually in a casket, and then, you know, their body is placed under the ground. They're laid to rest. And this place, the Paris Pantheon, is really filled with very famous people in French history. So if you've been to France, or if you haven't been to France, you might put that down as a place you want to go see. If you're talking about something that's an honor, that's given to you or done to you, it's something that someone's impressed by you, and so you're usually given an award, or maybe they come up with a statue to honor you, you know, which allows other people to hear about what you did and see what a cool and wonderful person you are.
So that's where he's laid to rest.
Laid to rest.
That's
yeah.
where he is. And this is a fitting honor, as Lewis's plaque reads. He opened the doors of knowledge to all those who cannot see. Of course, it's probably written in French, but to go there and check it out.
Yeah.
And who knows? It's probably written in Braille on the gravestone as well.
It should be, yeah.
It better be. But that brings us to the end of our discussion. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
在学校里面认识了这样子的代码系统，但是 Louis 却觉得太复杂了。 第五个空格的句子写着 Over a great many sleepless nights, he blank five it to make it easier for his fellow students to use. 透过了这么多没有睡着的夜晚之后，那么他把这样的系统改得更简单，让他的同学呢都可以使用。第五题，我们先来看四个选项 A. Scattered 分散 B. Repaired 修理 C. Established 建立D. Modified, 修改。前面提到这样的系统 too complicated, 太复杂了。后面当然是要修改才能够让它变得更简单使用。搭配文意，第五题就选择 D 选项 Modified。第六个空格 In 1854, France officially adopted Louis's system. Blank 6, it Braille after its creator.到了1854年，法国正式采用它的系统，并且怎么样发明人的姓氏，也就是 Braille 来命名。那么在这里要考考同学，这里是用主动，因为是法国这个国家正式的来以他的姓氏来命名，用主动的，所以第六题的标准答案就选择 A, naming. 第七个空格 Nonetheless, he was eventually laid to rest in the Paris Pantheon, an honor only given to the most blank seven French citizens.后来他被安葬在 Paris Pantheon, 而这是一份只给怎么样子的法国公民的荣誉呢？第七题 A. Occupied, 有人使用的 B. Distinguished, 杰出的 C. Relieved, 放心的 D. Frustrated, 感到挫折的搭配文意，第七题我们就选择 B. Distinguished. OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
All right, that's all for today. Thank you so much for joining us. And please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.